Hi guys, welcome back to the podcast, Wellness Walks. I'm Hannah Bright, the Women's Wellness Coach, and I'm here to talk to you about topics covering all things women's health, both physical and mental. I hope you enjoy this episode. Let's get stuck in. Hi guys, hope we are all well. If you're listening to this when this podcast comes out, then it's actually Good Friday today and it's Easter weekend. So I hope you are all have some lovely things planned this weekend and enjoy the Easter break. I have got loads of family time booked in. Actually, Jamie's got a few days off over the weekend, which is nice because we haven't had much quality time together recently or this year because he works most weekends and long days, and then we've been busy with our time off organizing the wedding. Yes, I said the W word before we're even a minute in. So yeah, we've got some nice things planned, and my two sisters are home with their partners. My brother lives down here with his family, and then my mum and dad. So we're just getting all the family together, which is my favorite thing to do. I just love being with family, being with friends, and just quality time. It's just the best. So that is my plan for this weekend. Other than that, I've had a pretty normal week this week. My stress levels are better. I feel more on top of things. To be honest, in reflection, when I had my overwhelming, stressful week, which I did struggle the other week with overwhelm, I think my diet got on top of me, exercising quite a lot. There was a lot going on with work, a lot going on with my property that I'm trying to sell, planning a wedding, organizing myself for my hen do, and I just self-destructed. I just had a bit of a burnout, I suppose, breakdown, whatever you want to call it. These are all fabulous things that I'm doing, so I was trying not to complain, but it was all a bit too much. But on reflection, actually, I was also menopausal. I was due on my period, so my hormones were also all over the place, and it just was a bad combination of stuff. And this week, funnily enough, I feel like a completely different person. So that is positive. But yeah, on today's podcast episode, actually, if you haven't listened to last week's podcast episode, then go and try and take a listen to that, because last week's episode was on the optimal nutrition to create a lean physique. So I'm talking about nutrition and what is optimal to create a strong, lean physique. So go take a listen to that if you haven't. Today's episode is one for those new mamas out there. If you've not long had a baby and you're ready to start getting back into exercise, but obviously your time poor because a lot of your time or your free time is dictated by your little baby. And also, you know, you are probably wary that you have had some big changes to your body. You know, just being pregnant enough is a massive change to your body. So you have to be careful when you get back into exercise. But also, you know, you may have had complications in your pregnancy. You may have had a C-section, which is a major operation. So you need to make sure that you ease yourself back in. So how do you fit exercise back into your life when you really struggle with time and you might get 15 minutes here, 15 minutes there to yourself whilst maybe the baby's napping or whatever? So this topic was actually brought to my attention by my sister-in-law, who has a three-month-old baby, and she also has a two-year-old baby, but he's at nursery 3 days a week, and she's trying to get back into exercise. She's starting to get more movement in. She, over the last kind of month, has got in a lot more walking. She's trying to get some big long walks in consistently with the baby strapped to her as well. So she's got a good weight on there as well, which definitely helps. And the first thing that I would suggest doing is just walking more and doing that consistently, whether they're strapped onto you or whether you're pushing them in a pram. That is going to be the main thing you want to start off with. It's great for your mental health, getting out in the fresh air. Babies tend to like the motion, so that's always good. And steps is a great way to start building up your strength again. So getting out for walks consistently every day would be what I would suggest first of all, because you're doing it with your baby. You don't have to worry about trying to fit it in when they're having a nap or when they're distracted. You can do it with them, and it's easily accessible out your front door. And, you know, that's a great way of starting to build things back up. So that would be my first tip. Then secondly, and this was one actually brought to my attention by my sister-in-law, and it is that, you know, if you think, right, I'm going to start doing 30 to 45 minute workouts from home a week, that's your goal. That is a great goal. I think that's a good amount. 2 to 3 workouts to start off with is great. And body weight would be a good start, definitely. But is that achievable? Are you going to manage to get 30 minutes in or 45 minutes in? Perhaps not. Or maybe you can have the best intentions, the best plan of action. You start going and then 15 minutes in, baby wants you and you cannot continue. Splitting your workouts into 2 shorter workouts and doing them at 2 different points of the day is a good way to get around this, because you're still getting the full workout in, but you're just having to be a little bit more flexible and a little bit more adaptable. That is the thing with, you know, this big life change and having a baby kind of dictate the free time that you've got, is we're going to just have to be a bit more flexible. We're going to have to be a bit more adaptable. And yes, maybe it's very different to what you were doing pre-birth. And maybe you're someone that really struggles with just changing things up on the go, but I am giving you permission to just do what you can. And if it means splitting your workouts into 2 shorter workouts, that's a great way around it. I would definitely say try and do that. See if you can get 15 minutes in the morning and 15 minutes in the afternoon. Maybe it's 15 minutes upper body in the morning, 15 minutes lower body, or a bit of mixture of full. All right. And then commit to doing that the amount of times you think you can a week. So maybe that's 2. And start doing that consistently for the next month. If it's 3, then great. The key is consistency. And that's the case with whether you're pregnant or not. Doing something consistently, you're going to get more results than doing, you know, going for it 1 week and getting in 3-4 workouts, or maybe 2 weeks and then nothing the next 1 or 2 weeks and then back on it. That's not going to get you very far. Doing less, but doing it consistently is going to be more productive for you. And you're going to get more progress doing it that way. And then you can work your way back up with these things. When your strength comes back and you feel like your body's ready to do more, you can. Or when you finally get a bit more free time, maybe you're in a bit more routine with the naps and whatever else, and you're getting a bit more sleep, you can build it up. All right. This is a case of, what's the phrase? I'm going to muck it up. Tortoise in the hare, maybe. I think slow and steady is much better than going full blaze into it and then, you know, struggling and getting overwhelmed and getting exhausted and having injuries and all the rest of it. So yeah, I definitely think a good hack is to split your workouts into 2 shorter workouts if needs be. But definitely getting out for those steps. Steps are so underrated. Just getting out for walks, getting a good stomp on out there for 30 minutes, an hour, or if you've got more time, then walk more. Walking's really good because it doesn't really have too much of an impact on your body. You don't need a lot of recovery after walking. We tend to be able to walk, you know, every day and not need a recovery day. Be careful if you're obviously strapping your baby to you, because it can cause a bit of discomfort to the back if you're doing it for too long, especially if your core is a bit weaker. So just be mindful and remember to assess how you're feeling, how your body's feeling. And then push on more from there. So hopefully this helps any of you out there that have a young baby and not long given birth, and you're thinking about getting back into movement. I would say give it a go, but just ease yourself in. Do not put too much pressure on yourself. You're not going to be able to go back to what you were doing, you know, 4, 5, 6 months ago straight away. You will have to build back up, and that is absolutely fine. You know, that is what you should be doing. And if you can start to get into workouts consistently a week for the next month, that would be great. And then maybe in month 2, say, okay, I'm going to start doing 3 a month, plus the walking, and see how you get on. So hopefully this is helpful for some of you out there that are in this position. If you want to talk about it in more detail, your specific position, or whether you want some help with creating workouts that are good for you, safe for you, then get in touch. Or if you want help with getting back into shape for summer, if you want to feel a bit more confident in your body again, then do get in touch with me either on my Instagram, Hannah Bright Wellness, or email me, hannah@hbwellness.uk. And we can chat about your position in a bit more detail. And I can tell you, I can explain how I can help you get a bit more structure and get you back feeling great again. All right. But there is no pressure to get back there at any point. Remember that as well. Everyone's journey is different. And if it takes you 6 more months than your friend took, who cares? You're still making progress. And the main thing is that you're looking after yourself and your baby, and you're doing things that make you feel better. And you'll get there. Consistency is key. All right, that's all from me, guys. Have a fantastic Easter if you're listening to this in real time. And I'll catch you next week. Take care. Bye. Thanks for listening, guys. Hope you enjoyed that episode. If I can ask you a big favor, please, would you be able to rate and review this podcast? I would massively appreciate it. Otherwise, if you want to connect with me, I am on Instagram at Hannah Bright Wellness. And one other thing, if you think there's someone that would benefit from listening to these podcast episodes, then please do share my podcast to them. Any friends or family members you think that will enjoy it. Otherwise, I will catch you next time. Bye. Thank you.